presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports. Live from the First and Main Shopping Center in Blacksburg, this is Tech Talk Live. Tonight's show is presented by Blacksburg Physical Therapy, CMG Leasing. Visit btcampusedge.com to find out how you can live at the edge. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. First and Main, eat, drink, shop, play. Located off South Main Street in Blacksburg. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. Papa John's Pizza, better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. The Pete Dye River Course. And by PK's Bar and Grill. It's where friends and good times meet. Now, here's your host, John Lazor.
Hello, Hokies, and welcome to Tech Talk Live, originating as it does each and every week from the Cinnabon and Grill at First and Main Shopping Center here in Blacksburg. As you can hear across the network, we've got a wonderful assembly of Hokie Nation here tonight. Also, as always, joined by my Hall of Fame broadcast partner, Mike Burnup. Mikey, we're going to talk basketball tonight as the Hokies enter an extremely difficult week. They've got NC State coming into the Castle on Wednesday night. It's another late-night caffeine special, and then down to Charlottesville, of course, to take on the hottest team in college basketball right now, of course, UVA. So a lot of work ahead for this team, but as we'll talk tonight with point guard Justin Robinson and head coach Buzz Williams, Hokies hold their destiny right there with eight games to go in ACC play.
Yeah, four games at home, Lays, four away. Kind of let one slip away the other day with a puzzling effort and energy that they had after winning three games in a row. So I think that was disappointing to a lot of people, and no more so than the players and coach. So, yeah, it is a tough stretch coming up because NC State's playing really, really well. They've won three games in a row. And then you got that gauntlet when you got Virginia and you got Duke. And then you look up and what do you got, Georgia Tech after that. So it's going to be really difficult, all those games on the road. So they do handle their own destiny, could be in a lot better shape. That would have been a great win to get because they were like 20th in the RPI. And you want to get yourself on the right side of the bubble. It's in your hands, but you better play better, and you better bring it for 40 minutes these last eight games.
Yeah, we'll look back on that game against Miami on Saturday. Certainly did not go the way in which you imagined it would, I think, going in, not in terms of wins and losses, but just in the style in which that game was played. But we'll also look back beyond that to a win at Boston College, a win at Notre Dame, and obviously that win over North Carolina that got you to the point where you were over 500 in ACC play. You know, a lot of things that Coach Williams tells us in advance turn out to be prophetic, and I think the biggest one that he mentioned before the season this year, Mike, was the volatility of the season, and we're really seeing that. You know, you're really low, then you're really high, then you're a little bit lower, and it's handling all of that and continuing to do so.
Well, you go back and you think about that, Lays. What did Coach Fuente kept saying to us back in August? We come to this show the first time, and it's how you handle the ups and downs that are going to determine a lot about how the success or for failure of the season is. So, and it's certainly true in basketball. There's a lot more games, and you're playing twice a week, sometimes three times, and you got to have a short memory and get ready to rock and roll.
Well, Justin Robinson has joined us here, so let's do this. Let's take our first break, come back. We'll talk to the floor general. For the Hokies, this is Tech Talk Live with an eye on basketball this week across the Virginia Tech IMG Sports Network.
It's all at First and Main. Eat, drink, shop, play at First and Main in Blacksburg. Swing through for your favorite coffee at Starbucks or stay for lunch. Fresh Mediterranean food at Zoe's Kitchen. Delicious Italian at Abilino's. Something hot off the grill at Bull & Bones. Plus much more. Relax and see the latest movies at the only IMAX in the NRV at Frank Theater Cinebowl & Grill. It's all at First and Main in Blacksburg. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to hear the latest. First and Main. Eat, drink, shop, play.
What's your college savings game plan? Let Virginia 529, the official college savings plan of the Virginia Tech Hokies, help make your dreams become reality. Your savings can be used at public and private institutions close to home or even outside Virginia. Virginia 529 contributions can be deducted from Virginia income taxes, and earnings can be used tax-free for qualified higher education expenses. Virginia 529, dream, save, achieve. Learn more at Virginia529.com.
More of Tech Talk Live following this timeout for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech IMG Sports Network.
Solutions, service, sustainability. That's First Bank and Trust Company's Agriculture Division. Hi, this is Gene Cobenaver. For over three decades, We have provided rural America with innovative financial products and ag industry experts who bring growth, ingenuity, and experience to the markets we serve. That's probably why we are ranked among the top agricultural lenders in the nation. We take pride in becoming true partners to every aspect of your agribusiness enterprise. We're there for you because we're your agribusiness bank for life. Member FDIC.
Hey, do me a favor. Take a look in the mirror and smile. Do you like what you see? Is everything in the right place? And are you pain-free? I know most people don't like to think about going to the dentist, but you need to start because the condition of your teeth and gums can drastically affect your health and lifestyle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg make it their top priority to give every client a unique wow experience. Find your smile at Real Life Dental, 552-5433, or online at reallifedental.com.
Welcome back. Have a question? Tweet it at VT_TTL. Now back to First and Main and your host, John Lazor.
Back at First and Main, Tech Talk Live continues, and it continues with the point guard for the Hokies, Justin Robinson, making his first appearance on Tech Talk Live this year. J-Rob, thanks for coming over, man. We appreciate it. We know you guys are going pretty hard right now in your preparation for NC State, so we certainly do appreciate you coming over. Wanted to start, and I know that this team spent some time today looking back on Miami, and it wasn't necessarily strategic in terms of sets and all of those things. It was just that defensive energy, and I wanted to get your thoughts on how you read that as one of the floor leaders for the team when you guys open a game like that and how you try to influence it even as the game's going on.
After the game, I talked to my teammates, and I was saying that we had to stop playing catch-up ball. We like to play good on defense when we're down, and we don't want to get embarrassed. So we play the right principles and then make runs, and then after regret it because we're thinking to ourselves, why don't we just start that way?
J-Rob, you talked after the game about it's harder to handle success than it is to handle failure. Talk about that a little bit. What did you guys learn from it?
We were on a hot streak, a three-game win streak. I think we came in a little overlooking and confident because we were at home and we started out really slow. We're down 12 at half, and we kind of just started picking up in the second half. But I just think it was a big lesson for us to understand that even if you have momentum, to try to keep it going rather than just lay back and back into a situation instead of running into it.
What was it like at halftime? Go through that. You were down 12. At one point, you were down 16 with a little over 2 minutes left because you did play much better in the second half, shot the ball better, defended better.
We kind of felt as if we were in a good spot even though we were down 12. We settled a lot in the first half. We had 10 three-point attempts, and we thought if we put pressure on the rim and made them start fouling and getting to the free throw line, stopping the clock, we had a chance to come back and win.
You chatted with me, I believe it was after Boston College, and we talked about after the Louisville game, and you said, you know, I was having trouble sleeping at night. I didn't like necessarily the way in which I was facilitating for the guys and some of your own play, and it seemed like the team along with you turned a corner after that game. What was it that you discovered in the days in between Louisville and your next outing at home against North Carolina, and what can you get back to, I guess, from that going forward into the final eight games of the schedule?
Our turnover rate was really bad with me at the front of the line. I was turning the ball over way too much, and at night I told you I couldn't sleep, so I would just constantly call Coach Buzz and ask what I was doing wrong, what he thought could help me get better at that aspect, and I think I've improved. Kind of was a little shocked to myself that I had two turnovers in the first half, but I think I bounced back a little bit in the second half, and just overall feeding off of my teammates and trying to keep us in the right mindset of not being offensive sensitive and just playing defense the whole game so we can have a good stretch of wins.
When you're not sleeping, I imagine you're pretty confident that he's not sleeping also when you make those calls.
Yeah, so he kind of figured out when he was recruiting me that I didn't sleep just like he did. So literally after some games in year one when they were losing, he would call me and just wouldn't say he was ready for me to get here. But we would just talk about games and my high school appearances and his college appearances coaching. So I think just that relationship that we have is really big for our success.
J-Rob, what's it like when you're in that zone? I mean, you had 23 assists, just two turnovers. You had a career high against Louisville with 23, and then you follow that up with a career high 26. What's it like being in that zone and like you could throw it in the ocean?
It's a good zone, but I have a superstition that every time I score over 20 points, we don't win. So I don't know if that's a good thing or not. I think when I kind of mix and mingle and have 10 points, 10 assists in that area, we do better than I suppose. But, I mean, it's just kind of how the ball's bouncing and the flow of the game and why I'm scoring there or what's happening with my team.
Justin Robinson is with us, the point guard for the Hokies. J-Rob, go back to what you were talking about there, that relationship with Buzz Williams, because I saw something that you put out after that Louisville game. You said, you know, coach holds me accountable, and that's why I love him. I think that was basic sense of it. Just go into that relationship. What is so special about that bond between you and him?
It's big. He's never changed since the day he started recruiting me. The relationship he's made with me and my family is huge. And when he was recruiting me, he told me I'd have to work for everything compared to every other coach that told me they would just give me the ball as soon as I got to school. And I think our relationship of him being able to be hard on me and tell me when I'm right and when I'm wrong is what makes me into a better player, and he's kind of like a father figure away from home.
Speaking of parents, your parents are around a lot. Just talk about your relationship with your family and how important that is.
Yeah, everybody seems to say I'm a mama's boy, but at the same time, I think –
Not us.
I think I'm a daddy's boy, too, because I love both of my parents. They're huge in my success and the person that I've become. And just them being able to be around and support me even on the road is huge. And I wouldn't say I look for them at games, but most of the time when I'm able to cancel everybody out, I just hear their voices. So I think that's big in my part.
Justin Robinson is with us. A couple of more for him. J-Rob, again, going back to some things that we visited about earlier, you and Chris and Kerry and Ty and the group that came in when you did, I remember one of the big things was we want to build something. And I was looking back, for whatever reason, on the footage of the NC State game from your freshman year and the environment there was in Castle Coliseum as compared to where it is now. What do you guys feel when you come out now and realize that your effort has really led to the expansion of that environment?
Well, I think Hokie Nation and Castle Guard being loud is kind of a big step for us. We feed off of it, and as you guys see, possibly I get into it a little too much. When we go on a big run, I always turn to the crowd and tell everybody to get up and be loud. And I think it's just a big step for our team and us feeding off of it. So I think us being able to transition from my freshman year into now and having sold out crowds is really big.
Obviously, it's one game at a time. NC State's 9 o'clock tip. Are you a fan of that, number one? And then number two, UVA kind of handled you guys pretty easily. What's the magic to try to beat them? Everybody's had a run at them, and nobody seemed to beat them.
Yeah, UVA is playing really well. But, I mean, I'm personally not looking ahead of NC State, but 9 o'clock tip is a little different. I kind of like to play earlier so I can kind of get into the zone early. But just not being able to sleep at night before games, winning or losing after games, is kind of hard for me. So I think having that much time in between to get ready for the game is big.
J-Rob, we'll close on this one with you. And, again, we really appreciate you coming over, and I know the people here and listening across the network do as well. What are the things that this team individually needs to take responsibility for to control, as you say, night in, night out the rest of the way?
We're very talented. We just have to get into a zone of not playing catch-up, like I said earlier, and just being the team that we know we can be for 40 minutes and pretty much not turning offensive sensitive and being able to guard the ball and not trying to do right by one another so much that we hug up to our man and just don't want it to be on us. So I think once we buckle down and get everything straight, we'll be fine.
Justin, that's it, man. That's radio. You just did it. We appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming out and joining us. Justin Robinson, everybody's favorite. We appreciate 5 coming on over here. We'll take a pause. We'll come back. Head coach Buzz Williams is with us. This is Tech Talk Live from Blacksburg.
If you have received a DUI or other traffic-related offense, the road ahead can seem uncertain. Here at Fisher Law Firm, we have a team that is with you every step of the way. We have the experience that comes along with having defended more than 30,000 criminal and traffic cases statewide and the expertise to get the job done. Call anytime, day or evening, for your free consultation or a complimentary copy of my book. Don't forget to ask us about our free appeal guarantee. To learn how we can help solve your problem, check us out at fisherlegal.com. This is Jonathan Fisher, class of 98. Let's go
Hokies.
When Tech wins, you win with Papa John's. Get 40% off regular menu price pizzas the day after a Hokies win. Use promo code TECH40 online at PapaJohns.com. That's right. Papa John's and Tech are teaming up for this great offer. 40% off regular menu price pizzas when ordered online with the promo code TECH40 the day after a Hokies win. Only at PapaJohns.com. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Valid at participating locations for a limited time. Not valid with other discounts. Delivery fee and taxes extra and are not subject to discount offer.
You're listening to Tech Talk Live. More of tonight's show in just 60 seconds on the Virginia Tech IMG Sports Network.
G&H Appliance are the appliance experts. We offer the best prices on top products from Maytag, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and more. We also offer expertise to help you find the best appliance for your budget and needs. Trust our team who has served the area for over 40 years. Come see our showroom on Roanoke Street in Christiansburg, visit us online at gnhappliance.com, or call us at 540-382-7500. Trust the appliance experts at G&H Appliance. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better.
With Blacksburg Physical Therapy, there's nothing holding you back. From that round of golf, that bike ride on the Huckleberry, or even jumping at a Hokies game. At Blacksburg Physical Therapy, you don't need a doctor's referral. Get direct care for whatever's keeping you on the sideline. Blacksburg Physical Therapy has proudly served the NRV for 25 years with the best muscle and joint specialists. Locations in Blacksburg, Christiansburg, and Radford. Call today, 540-951-2703, or visit blacksburgptonline.com. Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better.
You're listening to Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Lazor.
Tech Talk Live continues from the Cine Bowl and Grill, as does the ACC season on the hardwood. John Lazor, Mike Burnup, and now joined by head coach Buzz Williams. And coach, as always, hopefully it goes without saying, we appreciate you coming over each and every week and sharing your thoughts. You come off a result that clearly wasn't what you were looking for on Saturday, and you can't control that. It's done, but you do control your destiny, not the schedule the rest of the way. What else is it imperative for this team to internally control the rest of the way?
How hard we play. We can't control who we play or where we play and what's left and all of those things. But multiple times we have been able to control how hard we've played. And in a negative way, I think that's why we're in the position that we're in. And so I have to find a way to help them do a better job of being more consistent in our effort and in our energy. This is new territory for me to be in February and talking about energy and effort. And I haven't been as sound, maybe is the right word, in trying to help that be as consistent as it has to be at this level with the margins that are involved. And so really disappointed in how we played on Saturday. I thought it was very reminiscent of our effort against Florida State. But maybe if it is, then maybe the results after Florida State, maybe that's what's coming our way. We would be okay with that. So
when guys struggle, kind of walk us through the process. If they don't play hard, they don't shoot the ball well, how do you guys handle that? Do you go one-on-one with them and meet with them? Do you show them video clips? Do you don't just say go shoot your way out of it or play harder? How do you walk us through that?
No, I think it's a little bit of all of that stuff. I don't really holler at our guys about missing shots. I holler at them about the types of shots that they shoot if they're bad shots. Our problem has not been offensive. We're second in the league in field goal percentage. All of our numbers are pretty good offensively. I think we're second in the league in assists, third in the league in assist to turnover ratio. Outside of that stretch where we were turning it over too much, we arguably are number one in assist to turnovers. Our issue is not can we score enough to win. Our issue is, can we get enough stops to win? And for me, so much of how we play defensively is not one-on-one. It's more team-specific. And so everybody is connected to one another. And we haven't had the cohesiveness or the synergy or the chemistry or the connectedness that's required in order to get enough consecutive stops. 85, I think they scored 46 points in the first half, shot over 50%. We were better in the second half. But again, you're playing with such a negative margin at that moment. That's hard. Doesn't mean you can't do it. And in some respects, we put ourselves in a position to do it. But we're going to need everybody to be much better defensively over the next eight games.
Coach, we were talking about this just before you got here. And, again, you made the statement to me and others before the season about the volatility that was coming. You knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Has it come in the way that you expected? And if so or not, why?
Yeah, I would say what are we, 60% of the way done? I wasn't trying to – I never try to act like I have all the answers. I actually try to act like I have none of the answers. but I knew it was going to be volatile. I knew that the league was going to be more competitive because the bottom keeps rising. And in some ways, the top is not an elite-level top anymore. And so everybody just gets jammed in there. I think there's maybe three teams with three losses, three teams with four losses, three teams with five losses. So over half of the league is within a game and a half of one another. I felt that just from watching and studying. And then I also felt like the challenge of what our mirror opponents were in relation to all of the national exposure games we were going to have, that was a challenge for guys that have – we're going to have to change their role, right? And I think sometimes when guys think they have to change their role, that means that they have to shoot more balls, that they have to score more points. And that doesn't mean that that's not included in the responsibility. But so much of the responsibility when things change – is understanding the responsibility of what's best for the team. And we've struggled with that at times collectively of what transpired here in year one and what was such a remarkable turnaround in year two, what was a lot of fun in year three, and now you're in year four and we've played more ESPN games maybe than in the history of Tech. And we're doing it with the group that we have, seven of which didn't play last year. And so it sounds cool when you're talking about it in July, but then when you have to live it in February, in addition to the volatility of it all, that's difficult.
I want to stay right there, but, you know, we got to take a break first. So we'll start back there with head coach Buzz Williams on the other side. This is Tech Talk Live.
Nice try, Mother Nature. Rain, sleet, snow. Rookie moves. It's game day, and I'm not some fair weather fan. Give me all you got. Nothing stands between me and my team.
The 2017 Nissan Rogue. Available with intelligent all-wheel drive for the not-so-fair weather fans. Take on today. Nissan, proud partner of college athletics.
Guess which bank is playing first string for the Hokies? If you said Union Bank and Trust, you called the play. Union is now the official bank of Virginia Tech Athletics, which means only Union customers can carry a debit card with the official Virginia Tech logo or Hokie bird. Show your Hokie pride. Stop by Union, open an account, and get your Virginia Tech bank card today. Learn more at bankatunion.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech IMG Sports Network.
Hey Hokies, want to know where to get the best barbecue in the NRV? It's a Blacksburg tradition, and it's top of the stairs, and now our new restaurant, bottom of the stairs, right downtown on College Avenue. Tots and Bots are serving up delicious ribs, brisket, pulled pork, boneless wings, and much more. Open 6 days a week, come see why Tots and now Bots is everyone's favorite place to be. And don't forget, we cater. Let us take care of your next party, team meal, or corporate event. Top of the stairs and bottom of the stairs, a Blacksburg tradition.
Good friends, great times, and Hokie wins. They always seem to come together at PK's Bar and Grill in Blacksburg. PK's, one of the most diverse menus anywhere in the valley, including our famous hot wings. And PK's delivers right to your door starting at 11 a.m. We can also cater your next event. So visit us at pksbarandgrill.com or call us today at 552-FAST, a downtown favorite for over 20 years. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza at PK's Bar and Grill.
Welcome back. Have a question? Tweet it at VT_TTL. Now back to First and Main and your host, John Lazor.
TTL continues from Blacksburg with head coach Buzz Williams. And coach, as I mentioned, I wanted to kind of stay on that theme. We were discussing the balance of creating a level and then having to play to that level, so to speak. What is that balance? Because sometimes, as we know, ascension isn't always a linear line, so to speak.
Yeah, no, never. Anytime you're building something, I think that it's very hard to stay on the same trajectory, whether that's a sports team or a business or a marriage or anything else. But I think that we have been at a really rapid rate in all of the things that we've tried to do on the floor. I think in many ways, a lot of the things that we've tried to establish relative to culture off the floor in some ways may have even been at the same rate or slightly better. And that's all good stuff. All that we're talking about, if you weren't a coach, you would say that's all good. The thing that's important in the process is as the line or the trajectory continues to change and it becomes an ebb and a flow, is that you're learning the lessons from that. And I think that's the thing that I've struggled with the most over the last 6 weeks is something going to go bad? Absolutely. How are you going to handle what went bad? Well, first of all, you got to diagnose it, and you got to make sure you understand why it happened. And then once you understand why it happened, hopefully you have a solution on how to prevent it from happening the next time. And we've had repeated lessons of the same test that we've continued to fail. And so that's why I have continued to say it shouldn't be about the head coach blaming it all on the players. I'm not blaming it on the players at all. I'm blaming it on me, because if you're getting the lesson over and over, then there's some disconnect on why is it that are you not able to change it. That doesn't mean the results are going to be different, right? But if the result is from the same action over and over, then that's a concern, and that's been my concern over the last month.
Coach, talk about PJ. He played a wonderful game, 8 points, 7 rebounds. He had a career high in minutes. He took a charge. But the funny thing you were talking about, you told him you don't seem to fit, don't appear to fit. Yep. Just kind of talk about that and how great a job he did.
He's just very unassuming. You know, he turned down – we didn't sign him in November. I said no, and he passed on every other scholarship opportunity and said, well, I'll wait till the spring because I want to come to Tech. And in this day and age, you don't see that much. You don't see that in society much. And I just had great respect for that. I had great respect for how his family handled that. They dropped him off and said, Coach, what an unbelievable blessing. Thank you. Do whatever you need to do so that he helps. And I haven't heard from him. His mom sent me a text a couple of weeks ago and said, is there any possible way that we can take a picture with you at Georgia Tech? And I was like, oh, yes, ma'am, you can. And we'll take a picture with whoever you want to take a picture with. And that's kind of how PJ plays, you know, you holler and scream at him. And I'm just saying the same thing over and over. And he just looks at you with both pupils and says, yes, sir. And that's how he practices. But his minutes were monumental and very convicting to me. probably should have given him more minutes along the way, but have given too much grace to too many other guys on our team based on their resume, not on their production. And that's a default of mine. Really happy for him and hope that he can build from that and grow from that over the next 8 games. And maybe that's a spark, maybe that's an energy reserve that we need. I didn't say it to you guys. I thought Beattie was really good. And I think that he's had a little bit more of an opportunity as time has transpired on possessions at a time. So he's a little bit more comfortable maybe than PJ is relative to reps. But I thought both of those guys were really good. Beattie made multiple efforts within the same possession defensively, just played incredibly hard, and he needs to play more. And does that mean that they're going to play 25 minutes? Probably not, but maybe it does. And maybe that accountability will help everybody else.
Looking back at the Miami Hurricanes here on Tech Talk Live, Coach referencing the two true freshmen, and I don't have the scientific data right in front of me, but that definitely was a conference high in terms of the three true freshmen playing minutes together in that formation. Part of our conversation as we turn the page, NC State coming in for a caffeine special Wednesday night. We'll have you prepared for that by the time we're done here this evening. This is Tech Talk Live from Blacksburg.
Do more with Carilion Clinic's Institute for Orthopedics and Neurosciences. Whether you're hiking the Appalachian Trail, kayaking the New River, or spending time with ones you love, there's more to do in our region than ever before. And with 11 orthopedic locations throughout Southwest Virginia, Carilion offers more specialties and more physicians, all sharing a common goal to help you do more. For more information, visit carilionclinic.org/ion.
Download the all-new Virginia Tech Hokie Sports Game Day app sponsored by Cox Communications today. Up-to-the-minute news sent right to your phone. Interactive game updates, official sideline gear, live stats, free live audio, comprehensive game day maps, real-time social streams, and more. Available in the App Store and Google Play. Get all the latest in everything Hokie athletics. The Virginia Tech Hokie Sports Game Day app sponsored by Cox Communications. Download today.
You're listening to Tech Talk Live. More of tonight's show in just 60 seconds on the Virginia Tech IMG Sports Network. Listening to Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Lazor.
More Tech Talk Live with head coach Buzz Williams as we look forward to the NC State Wolfpack coming in under first-year head coach Kevin Keats. We do that over the next couple of segments. Coach, you mentioned there in the previous response that negatives will come. Florida State, you cited, and responding to those in differing fashions is somewhat the key. After Florida State, it was unique because it was that Saturday to Monday turnaround, and you guys basically didn't do floor work, watched a lot of film. It will be different, I would imagine, in the method going into NC State this time around.
Well, Wednesday, Saturday is our schedule game day-wise for, I think it was 4 consecutive weeks, with last week being the first and this week being the second. So you have to take one day off a week. So we have chosen Sunday. So Monday and Thursday are 2 days before game days. And then Tuesday and Friday are 1 day before. And then Wednesday and Saturday are day of. Thursday of last week, we did not do anything but watch tape because we didn't get back till whatever time it was, 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't anticipate we'll do much this Thursday, probably similar. Watch tape. What was the question? We're playing NC State on Wednesday.
In terms of the
Kevin Keats.
In terms of the film versus on floor.
Yeah,
work.
So we were okay. So we were off yesterday, and then we had Buzz Williams practice number 9 in year 1 as a head coach. When I don't know what to do, we just need to play really hard. Practice. No warm up. No extra coaching. No over coaching. Just play really, really hard. And guard and through defense, our offense will get better. And so that's what we did today. And then we'll do the same. Well, tomorrow, Tuesday and Thursday, Bibbs has a I'm a senior, I need a class in the afternoon to graduate deal. So our schedules are kind of strange. So I think we watch tape tomorrow at 2:30, and then we practice tomorrow after the JV duel of Blacksburg JV girls and boys versus Christiansburg JV boys and girls. So practices at 8:30 tomorrow night.
Coach, what about NC State? You talked about after the game, they're the hottest team in the league. They've won 3 in a row. They've got 3 wins over top 10 teams. They got some great players, a lot of depth, Markell Johnson. Just talk about their team and your thoughts on them and the danger.
Well, I think the Coach of the Year award will be named after Tony Bennett at some point in time during his tenure at Virginia. But I think Coach Keats is up for the Tony Bennett Coach of the Year award. I think he's done a great job with the returning players that they had. Ultra talented, in my opinion. Dennis Smith was a lottery pick. The foreign kid, who I would mispronounce his name if I said it, is a pro.
You're at 7?
Yes. Abu is a really good player. Torian Doran, the transfer, can really score. And then I think they signed some really good players. The kid that played for the assistant coach at Hargrave, who signed at Ohio State. The kid that had signed at VCU. Then the coach left. They signed him, LeVar Batts from Charlotte. I think they've done a really good job of getting the old guys on their new page. And then I think the new guys have done a really good job of helping. They signed a fifth-year transfer from North Carolina who was at Baylor, who was a really good player in the Big 12. And so I think they've meshed really well. I think Coach Keats, Coach Johnson, all the staff, he hired A.W. Hamilton, who was the head coach at Hargrave. They've done a great job. And I think that they play really hard. I think they've, in their last 3 games, they've had over 20 assists in each of the last 3 games. They're sharing the ball. They'll do some things in the full court. It's not, you know, he worked for Coach Pitino, so it's not completely Louisville-esque, but there's shades of it. You can tell that I think in time that's probably what they'll do. But I think he's figured out how to take the personnel that was there in addition to what they've signed, and they've meshed really well, and they're playing very well.
It seems like the personnel matchups kind of come eye to eye, so to speak, in this matchup. Does that then make it an energy type confrontation?
I think all of our stuff from now on will be, you know, when we've played with energy, we've played with great effort, we've been okay. We did not have that against Florida State. That was a loss. We didn't have it against Miami. That was a loss. We didn't have it at home against Virginia. That was a loss. I thought we had good energy at Louisville. That was a loss. We were okay against Syracuse. It's hard to ever get in a great flow because of how they play, in addition to playing at the Dome. But those are our losses. And then when you think about our wins, incredible energy against Carolina. I thought we played pretty good at Notre Dame, except the last 6 or 8 minutes when they were beating us on the glass. I thought we showed great tenacity considering how the last minute and a half went at Boston College. We played okay against Pitt. Who else we beat?
Wake Forest.
I thought we played great at Wake. We've won more games on the road than we have since we've been here. And then we've lost more games at home, minus year one, since we've been here. So it's not as if we don't have it. It's if we can get it all going in the right direction. And if we get it all going in the right direction, then we're okay. And if we don't, then we're not. And I wish it was more complicated than that. But thus far, through 10 games, that's why we're 5-5. And I think that the evidence bears that out.
Since it's not more complicated, we'll take a break. We'll spend our final segment with Head Coach Williams talking about something that we always talk about, Sweet 16 birthday parties. Straight ahead on TTL.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4-bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning-quick Wi-Fi, tanning beds, and a resort-style heated pool, to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit btcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
The official podcast of Virginia Tech Athletics is Hokie Pod, brand new for the 2017-18 season. Your hometown broadcast crew, Mike Burnup, John Laser, and me, Andrew Allegretta, bring you exclusive interviews with your favorite Hokie players and coaches. Virginia Tech conversations when you want them. Your podcast home for Hokie sports is Hokie Pod, on your phone, tablet, desktop, and even smart TV. Listen to Hokie Pod today on iTunes and the TuneIn Radio app.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech IMG Sports Network.
The Pete Dye River Course has a spectacular clubhouse and outdoor deck to host special parties, weddings, or casual get-togethers. Preston's at the River Course provides exceptional options for dining and catered events. Whether it's business lunch, golf break, or a night out, we're casual, friendly, and delicious. Come enjoy the great atmosphere and world-class golf at the Pete Dye River Course. Visit our Facebook page for more details or call 1-888-PETE-DYE. That's 1-888-PETE-DYE for reservations.
Hey, do me a favor. Take a look in the mirror and smile. Do you like what you see? Is everything in the right place? And are you pain-free? I know most people don't like to think about going to the dentist, but you need to start because the condition of your teeth and gums can drastically affect your health and lifestyle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg make it their top priority to give every client a unique wow experience. Find your smile at Real Life Dental, 552-5433, or online at reallifedental.com.
Welcome back. Have a question? Tweet it at VT_TTL. Now back to First and Main and your host, John Laser.
Final segment we'll spend with head coach Buzz Williams as the Hokies welcome in NC State Caffeine Special, which means the Tech Tip-Off Show begins across the same network at 8:30 from Castle Coliseum on Wednesday night, then down to Charlottesville for a 6 o'clock tip on Saturday. Coach, before we get back into all of that, it was a special weekend for you as your eldest daughter, Zara, celebrates her 16th birthday. My question to you, time flies. We've discussed this a lot. Can you believe you're the father of a 16-year-old?
No. I'm getting old. And I used to laugh at all the old people that said, you know, enjoy the moments and make sure you take care of your kids and always wear your dad hat before you wear your coach hat, and all the wisdom that people have given me over the course of my adult life, and they were all right. yeah, she's 16, and we had a party. Well, we had her party, you know, where I just sit over in the corner on Saturday night, and I had about 102-degree fever and was obviously not feeling very good after the game. I've been sick. Have never been this sick as an adult. And I weigh less now than I weighed when I arrived here in Blacksburg. So maybe that's a good thing. But had that party on Saturday night. And then we always I give my children a box every year once they can read. And so I give them a box that I write the letter on top of the box, and then on one side scripture, on another side scripture, and then I love quotes and random quotes on the other two sides. And then I never put anything in the box. I tell them, you get what you earn in your life, and I hope that you earn a lot this year. And so whatever you earn, here's a box that you can put it in. And I give that to all of our children each year for their birthday. And we did that yesterday evening after a long nap, and then I went back to bed. So, it's hard for me to believe that Sissy's 16 years old.
What is more stressful in the D world, okay? Dating or driving? What's more stressful for you?
Well, I haven't had to deal with Sissy's. Corey's done an unbelievable job with our kids. Unbelievable job. Considering Sissy and Bubba were born in Colorado, Mason was born in Texas, none of our children were born in Louisiana, Baby was born in Wisconsin. She's done an unbelievable job raising them. We've had relatively zero issues with any of them. And Sissy's probably in that age of dating, but it hasn't gotten to me yet. I'm sure Corey's handled some of that. But on the driving, it's the only thing, and I've been upfront with Sissy. I take her driving on Sundays. I didn't take her driving yesterday because I was sick, but it's the only thing that I've been nervous about as a dad. It really whacks me out. And so I take her driving on Sundays for whatever, 15, 30 minutes. She's getting better. And maybe when she's in college, maybe she'll have her driver's license. But she's 16, and she's a long way from me taking her anywhere to the DMV, I can tell you that. She likes to talk about her car, and I'm like, yeah, you're going to get the same car I got, the one that you buy yourself.
Are you taking Coach Beamer to UVA this weekend?
No, Coach said through his messenger, Bruce, he said he wasn't going to Charlottesville. He wanted to go to Duke this year.
Ooh.
So I think he was a little nervous about his 0-for record while traveling with us. And so he passed it through Bruce on to Coach Belin, who then circled back with me. I said, Coach can go to whatever trip he wants to go on. What am I'm not going to say no.
We'll shoot around a little quieter.
I asked if he wanted to hang around somebody his own age, and he said, well, that's why he was going to Duke.
He looks a little different, though.
So tell me if this surprises you. Today I'm walking out of the Merriman Center, and Coach pulls up into the spot there, which magically is always available, by the way.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Opens the door, and Hank gets out.
And then he walks across the street named after him.
Yeah, well, that's involved. So Hank gets out, and he's, hey, John, what are you doing? You know, and you can go over and pet Hank. He's got him by the leash, or so I think. He goes in the back, and he's getting a box out of his car, and I'm petting the dog, and then I stop, and all of a sudden, Hank just darts out into traffic, and he doesn't have the leash anymore. And he's, oh, it'll be fine. I'm like, no, he won't be fine. But he was ultimately fine. But
he's probably upset with you that you didn't stop him.
No, I chased him down.
Or he's upset with Belin that Belin wasn't waiting in his spot when he showed up.
And you had Bruce. For
their walk, yeah. And then he's hollering at Bruce. Bruce has the best gig ever. He still works for Coach Beamer.
If you ask Cheryl, Coach Beamer's not coachable.
Yeah. There may be some truth in that.
All right, Coach. Let's close here.
I would say rightfully so. If I'd done what he had done, I probably wouldn't be very coachable either.
We'll close with head coach Buzz Williams. Did want to say, though, we know you've been under the weather and all that goes into it. Thanks so much for missing anything.
Thank you very much.
Guys appreciate it, too. Head coach Buzz Williams making his way out. Tech Talk Live not done, however. We come back on the other side. Mike and I let you know what's coming up this week, including signing day on Wednesday for Virginia Tech football. That across the Virginia Tech IMG Sports Network.
For when your car refuses to make it out of the driveway. So you catch a ride with the guy who insists he can make it to work on empty.
Ah, oh, dude.
There's one name you can count on, and it's actually pronounced AAA. AAA covers members, not cars. Whether you're a driver or passenger, protection in any car is actually pronounced AAA. Visit AAA.com/SayAAA to learn more about the nation's most recommended roadside assistance.
It's all at First in Main. Eat, drink, shop, play. At First in Main in Blacksburg. Give your closet a fresh look by shopping at Talbot's, Loft, or Joseph A. Bank. And while you're at it, why not try a new haircut at Sport Clips? First in Main also has Anytime Fitness to keep up with your active lifestyle. Don't forget to check out Blacksburg Eye for a new pair of glasses. See the latest movies at the only IMAX in the region at Frank Theater Cinebowl and Grill. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to hear the latest. First in Main. Eat, drink, shop, play.
You're listening to Tech Talk Live. More of tonight's show in just 60 seconds on the Virginia Tech IMG Sports Network.
G&H Appliance are the appliance experts. We offer the best prices on top products from Maytag, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and more. We also offer expertise to help you find the best appliance for your budget and needs. Trust our team who has served the area for over 40 years. Come see our showroom on Roanoke Street in Christiansburg, visit us online at gnhappliance.com, or call us at 540-382-7500. Trust the appliance experts at G&H Appliance. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better.
When Tech wins, you win with Papa John's. Get 40% off regular menu price pizzas the day after a Hokies win. Use promo code TECH40 online at papajohns.com. That's right, Papa John's and Tech are teaming up for this great offer. 40% off regular menu price pizzas when ordered online with the promo code TECH40 the day after a Hokies win. Only at papajohns.com. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Valid at participating locations for a limited time. Not valid with other discounts. Delivery fee and taxes extra and are not subject to discount offer.
Welcome back. Have a question? Tweet it at VT_TTL. Now back to First in Main and your host, John Lazor.
Tech Talk Live continues and concludes from the Cinnabon and Grill at First in Main. John Lazor, Mike Burnup, sending our thanks to Justin Robinson and Buzz Williams. And certainly we mean that. Buzz Williams, you can tell, Mike, still trying to fight back to it, as his team will be against NC State. And it's interesting when you dive inside how NC State has really exceeded expectations this year under first-year head coach Kevin Keats. A lot of the buzzwords, no pun intended, have been, we've played with a great energy defensively of late. We've found that identity. That's what the Hokies were working back towards today, and you heard Buzz mention that in terms of a first-year type practice. It definitely was. I'm anticipating a pretty physical and hard-fought battle between, again, two teams that desperately need it, battling in the middle of the ACC this Wednesday.
I think, Lays, if you want to get to the NCAA tournament, you better play the rest of these eight games with a sense of urgency. And I think they realize that there's very little margin for error. If you don't come out and play hard, then you're going to be in trouble, because this schedule is difficult and you're sitting there with the record that you have, and you know you got to win at least four more games. And that's no guarantee there at 9-9, right? So you're going to have to steal a game or two somewhere if you want to get to the tournament. And I think they got to understand that and realize, so you better protect your home court. They had a golden opportunity against Miami. I mean, you were sitting there tied with the two teams that you had next on the schedule, Miami and NC State, same record. And you had a golden opportunity to get both of those guys at home and kind of get yourself up. You won three in a row. Didn't happen, right? So now you got the next opportunity against NC State, because it's going to be difficult, obviously, going on the road with game day at UVA and trying to steal a win up there, although they should go up there with a big chip on their shoulder with the way they had played that game here. So it's not going to be easy the rest of the way, but you better come ready to play and be expecting to play for 40 minutes. Buzz takes – he takes the blame for that. It's not his fault those dudes aren't playing hard. There's no excuse for not playing hard. You may not be great, and you may miss a shot or two here, but there's no reason you can't hustle and play hard.
Yeah, I look towards those veterans that he referenced there in terms of the grace coming after it personally on Wednesday. But we got a couple of minutes left. Let's turn the page. I actually stole that line that I mentioned to Coach Williams earlier about non-linear lines in terms of ascension from Coach Fuente. That's something that he's told us along the way in his first 2 years. Almost, to be honest with you, forgot about it because we had all the pomp and circumstance of signing day back in December, but nonetheless, Wednesday is actual signing day this coming Wednesday and a big day for the football program again.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they had a great weekend last weekend. I forget how many kids were here, but gosh, the atmosphere was fantastic in spite of the loss. And so I know they're really excited about this class. They got a couple more guys they're probably going to announce. And they're still in on a couple other guys. So it's a good problem to have. I think everybody's excited about getting out there in spring practice. It's going to be a little bit earlier than normal, as is spring game. And so the future is very, very bright and should be some great competition at multiple spots. And obviously Bud Foster is going to have his work cut out for him trying to find some replacements on defense.
All right, my man, let's close here. You know me pretty well. You know my fiance pretty well. You know the game of football very well. The Super Bowl last night,
yes.
Scale of 1 to 100, what do you imagine the level of tension was inside the Laser household?
Oh, I'd say it's probably about an 88
no,
for Renee.
It was 120. Yeah, I was at about a 6. I was just more worried about what con queso and salsa that we had in the house. But, yeah, those –
And not the bourbon?
No, that's a guarantee. Yeah, we had that for sure. What did you think of the Super Bowl?
I was happy for her. I was shocked that the defense was was bad for both teams. I'm not sure New England even punted, did they?
They did not. Eagles did once.
And did once. I mean, the kicking game was bad, missing field goals, missing extra points. I thought that was kind of crazy and disappointing. But all in all, man, if you liked offense, it was great. And happy for the Eagles that they won. It was kind of a if you told me Brady was going to throw for 504 yards and lose the game, I probably thought you were crazy. But, yeah, good win. Went down to the last play. You got to love that.
Yep, so I'll close by saying congratulations to Eagles Nation. All that leaves in terms of pessimistic franchises that have never won the Super Bowl now. You guessed it, the Minnesota Vikings.
Wouldn't it have been great, though, if both quarterbacks had caught a pass?
Foles did,
but Brady just got so close. Great calls on both teams.
Absolutely, without question. That'll do it for Tech Talk Live tonight. Busy week, though. Wednesday, 9 o'clock tip inside the castle. 8:30 for Mike and I across the same sports network at the Tech Tip-Off Show, and then 5:30 on Saturday down from John Paul Jones Arena in Charlottesville. Big week ahead for the Hokies on the hardwood. We'll be there for you, as we were tonight with Tech Talk Live. Thanks for being with us, and thanks for being Hokies.
Are you thinking about building, reconstruction, or remodeling, but a little unsure of what to expect? Would you like to invite your friends to spend some time on the new patio, deck, or porch? How much time have you spent imagining your new kitchen or bathroom? At Crockett Home Improvements, we will inspire you with renovations and improvements so you can create your dream home. Call 540-382-8747 or visit CrockettHomeImp.com to schedule an estimate today.
Last time on College Sports Now.
I mean, I promise you, fire will be going. She will have fixed a new pot of vegetable soup.
That's living right there.
Oh, yeah.
You and dunk anything in the soup? Are you a crackers guy, bread guy?
Crackers and a little vinegar. Taste it, yeah.
That's the secret, huh?
Southern. Very Southern.
I like it.
Listen to College Sports Now, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, exclusively on TuneIn. And follow along on Twitter, at CSNowTweets. Listen to College Basketball, now free, all season long on TuneIn.
You've been listening to Tech Talk Live on the Virginia Tech IMG Sports Network. Join us each Monday night throughout the season and talk Virginia Tech sports. Tech Talk Live has been presented by Blacksburg Physical Therapy, CMG Leasing. Visit btcampusedge.com to find out how you can live at the edge. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. First in Maine, eat, drink, shop, play. Located off South Main Street in Blacksburg. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. Papa John's Pizza, better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. The Pete Dye River Course. And by PK's Bar and Grill. It's where friends and good times meet. Tech Talk Live is an exclusive presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports.